Chapter 11. Elderman Odda did not want to kill Danes. He wanted to stay where he was and let Ubba's forces besiege him. That, he reckoned, would be enough. "Keep their army here," he said heavily, "and Alfred can march to attack them." "Alfred," I pointed out, "is besieging Exonchester." "He will leave men there to watch Guthrum," Odda said loftily, "and march here." He did not like talking to me, but I was an elderman, and he could not bar me from his council of war that was attended by his son, the priests, and a dozen thanes, all of whom were becoming irritated by my comments. I insisted Alfred would not come to our relief, and Elderman Odda was refusing to move from the hilltop because he was sure Alfred would come. His thanes, all of them big men with heavy coats of mail and grim, weather-hardened faces, agreed with him. One muttered that the women had to be protected. "There shouldn't be any women here," I said. "But they are here," the man said flatly. At least 100 women had followed their men and were now on the hilltop where there was no shelter for them or their children. "And even if Alfred comes," I asked, "how long will it take?"
2 days, Odda suggested.
3? "And what will we drink while he's coming?" I asked. "Bird piss?" They all just stared at me, hating me. But I was right, for there was no spring on Sinwit. The nearest water was the river, and between us and the river were Danes, and Odda understood well enough that we would be assailed by thirst. But he still insisted we stay. Perhaps his priests were praying for a miracle. The Danes were just as cautious. They outnumbered us, but not by many, and we held the high ground, which meant they would have to fight up Sinwit's steep slope, and so Ubba chose to surround the hill rather than assault it. The Danes hated losing men, and I remembered Ubba's caution at the Yuash, where he had hesitated to attack Edmund's forces up the 2 paths from the marsh, and perhaps that caution was reinforced by Storri, his sorcerer. If Storri still lived. Whatever the reason, instead of forming his men into the shield wall to assault the ancient fort, Ubba posted them in a ring about Sinwit, and then, with 5 of his shipmasters, climbed the hill. He carried no sword or shield, which showed he wanted to talk. Elderman Odda, his son, 2 thanes and 3 priests went to meet Ubba, and because I was an elderman, I followed them. Odda gave me a malevolent look, but again he was unable to deny me, and so we met halfway down the slope, where Ubba offered no greeting, and did not even waste time on the usual ritual insults, but pointed out that we were trapped, and that our wisest course was to surrender.
"You will give up your weapons," he said. "I shall take hostages, and you will all live."
One of Odda's priests translated the demands to the elderman. I watched Ubba. He looked older than I remembered, with grey hairs among the black tangle of his beard, but he was still a frightening man, huge-chested, confident and harsh.